Be'ezer Hashem Yisbochu begin Perek Shleish, the third chapter in the Rambam Hilchas Ma'aseh Shein, the laws of the second Taif in the Seif Zeroyim. And in this Perek, the Rambam discusses what is forbidden in regards to Ma'aseh Sheini, and also what could be used with these with the Ma'aseh Sheini. As the Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding the prohibition of eating Ma'aseh Sheini in a state of Tumah, and how to rectify it. Ha'ichel Ma'aseh Sheini b'Tumah. If someone eats the second Taif in the state of Tumah, like he gets lashes, not like it says in Pasuk in Devarim. When the person does the confession of the Maisa, when he liquidates it and he fulfilled the mitzvah, he says, and I didn't consume it in the state of Tumah. And Bein Shah Maisar Tumah Va'echel Torah, this is whether if the Maisar is Tumah and the person's Torah, or Bein Shah Maisar Torah Va'echel Tumah, or the Maisar's Torah and the person's Tumah, either way, one of them cannot be Tumah, not the person, nor the Maisar Sheini. V'hu Sheichlin Yerushalayim, this is if he's eating in Yerushalayim, Koid Mashi Yipadah before it's redeemed, because once it's redeemed, then it's like Kulim. Because she'ena loyka ala chalasa b'tumah, he doesn't get lashes for eating in a state of tumah. Ela b'mkoy machalasa, only in the place of where its consumption is supposed to be, which is in Yerushalayim. Ava machale b'tumah chotzu l'Yerushalayim. But if he eats it specifically in a state of tumah, because one's not supposed to eat out of Yerushalayim, but if he eats in a state of tumah out of Yerushalayim, then makanus makas mardus. Then we only give him the rabbinic lashes of rebelliousness. Now halacha beis v'afilo lahadlik boy eshaner achashenitma. Now even if one is going to consume the oil of the Ma'aseh Sheini by lighting it as for a lamp after it became tummy, again, usher, it's going to be forbidden. Achi pada until it's redemption. Like it says in the Pasuk, b'loy bi'artimin b'tum. I didn't consume it, whatever form that is, even if it's using it as fuel in a state of tumma, that is forbidden. Halacha gemana, Kvar Bi'an already explained Perek Beis Halacha Ches, Sh'Ma'aseh Shenitma afel b'Yerushalayim, that if Ma'aseh did become tummy, even Yerushalayim, Poydin, you redeem it, v'yachol, and then you eat the meister that became tamei. After you redeem it, that's okay. It's like chulin. Now v'alichon as dama of betar, but then you eat the, you consume the value that you deconsecrated onto those funds. You eat that produce in the state of tara. Betar is payas meister in the halachic status of meister produce. K'moish is bar, like we're going to explain later on halacha yud alef regarding how to eat of the meister sheni. Now afila nitma payas kulin k'shem tevel, and even if all the produce became tummy when it was still in the untithed state. So mafresh ma'aseh sheini b'tumah. So then you'll separate the ma'aseh sheini in the state of tumah. And again, the fideh, you'll redeem it, and then you'll eat that monetary value in the produce in the state of tar. Now halacha dalat ha'arul katami. This halacha that we're speaking about regarding the prohibition of tumah ma'aseh sheini, someone who's uncircumcised has halachic status like someone who's tummy. And therefore, v'machol ma'aseh sheini, if he eats the ma'aseh sheini uncircumcised, like him in Atayra, he gets lashes biblically, kederech sholeik alechilis truma, just like an arul gets lashes for eating truma. Because truma is called holy, and ma'aseh sheini kara kodesh, and ma'aseh sheini is also called kodesh. I remember because it says in the pasuk mi'ikra kodesh l'Hashem, that's holy for Hashem. Now, the tamei shetavol. Now, we said that a tamei is forbidden to eat the ma'aseh sheini, but if he immersed himself, oichel ma'aseh sheini, he could eat ma'aseh sheini. Ava b'shleher b'shemshay, unlike let's say that of truma and kodeshim, we have to wait for sundown. Regards to ma'aseh sheini, as long as he went to the mikvah, even though he's what's called a tevul yoyim, he's permitted to partake of ma'aseh sheini. Halacha Hei Ram continues regarding the prohibition of eating it in another state, that of aninus. Ha'ichol ma'aseh sheini ba'aninus shel Torah. If someone eats the ma'aseh sheini in the biblical state of aninus, which is when the person's close relative passed away, loike, he gets lashes. Shenem, like it says the pasuk in Devarim, loichalti ba'aninu mimenu, when he says his vidu ma'aseh, when he liquidated his ma'aseh, he said, I did not eat from it in my state of aninus, which obviously connotes that one is forbidden to eat in the state of aninus. Now, v'hu, that is, sheichlenu b'mkoy machalos to Yerushalayim, only he ate it in its place where it's supposed to be eaten in Yerushalayim, which, again, like we learned from in Halacha Alf regarding eating a state of Tumah, the prohibition is only of eating it in that prohibited state in Yerushalayim. Avo mechale b'chutz b'aninus, but if he ate it out of Yerushalayim, even if he's an einan, oich sh'oi ashachalo b'fnim, or even if he ate it inside in Yerushalayim. But b'aninus shal devreim, only in rabbinic aninus, as we're going to explain next halacha. The makanus and makas madras, then the person only gets rabbinic lashes, meaning for eating it outside is because he didn't fulfill the halacha, but tzarta kes of yadacha, and for eating it inside is because he violated the words of chachamim, where rabbinically he is considered as an oinin. Halacha vav, izel oinin, as the Rama qualifies, what is considered an oinin? Zeh mas'abal, this is someone who is mourning al echem and akravim for one of the relatives, shu chayv l'sabalim, that he has a biblical obligation to mourn over them. Now, over Yom Amisa, on the day of the death, who Oinim in the Torah, biblically it's considered as Oinim. Over Laila, at night time, the following night, Oinim in the brain, is only rabbinically as an Oinim. Shemek says in the Pasuk in Meyikor, V'achalti chatas ayim, Aaron, when he said to Moshe, who was discussing with him why he didn't do certain halachas in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Mishkan, he said, V'achalti chatas ayim, that was the day of the of the Hakamas HaMishkan, when his sons Nadav Viu died, he says, I'm going to eat Chatzis today. Hayita Bein Hashem, is this going to be good in the eyes of Hashem? Meaning he was an Einan. But when he says, Hayayim, Hayayim Asad, today, I tell you, today, the day of death is forbidden. But Valayla, Valayla Mutter, but actually nighttime is permitted. Again, biblically, rabbinically, it is until the burial. As the Rambam says, Nishtah HaMes Yom Rabim. Let's say the corpse was laying over there for many days. But only then, a few days later, was it buried. All those days after the day of the death until the day of the burial, who that person is considered rabbinically as an oinin. And ve'en yom kivur toivus leila, because biblically the day of the and ve'en yom kivur, and the day of the burial is not toivus leila. That does not include the following night. It's only that day. But that's what he's saying, that biblically it's the day, and rabbinically it's the following night after the death. Halacha zayin b'loy ma'aseh shein b'vad. Now, this halacha wasn't only said regarding the second tithe. All kachem, all sanctified items, in the state of biblical aninus, which again is the day of the death, then like the person is going to get lashes, because eating kachem in the state of aninus is also included in lo yichalti ba'ini. Regarding the rabbinic aninus, which we said is from the day of the death until the burial, then a person would get rabbinic lashes. Halacha Ram continues regarding the obligation to safeguard the sanctity of Maaseh Sheni. One is not allowed to give the produce of Maaseh Sheni of definitive tevel, which you separate in Maaseh Sheni, not give that lam arsa ignoramus. Neither v'loy peris hanakochas b'mais maisa, and not the produce which was purchased with Maaseh Sheni funds, and v'loy mois maisa, not give the maisa monies itself. Neshu b'cheskes tumah, because the amaretz is in a presumptive state of tumah, and al kos tumah to Maaseh Sheni, which is called kaidish like truma, and therefore you can't give it to the amaretz. But umutah lechol Maaseh Sheni shel demai ba'aninus. It is permitted to eat Maaseh Sheni of Demai, which is what you buy from Amaretz, which you're not sure if it needed to be separated from Maaseh Sheni, one is permitted to eat that in the state of Aninus. Now, the reason for that is, although by Tumah we don't say this, because Tumah is common. Aninus is not common. So the Begayz on something that's common, but not something that's not common, and therefore the Gzeir Durabonim Demai was not said regarding Aninus. And also, one is permitted to give the Maaseh Sheni of Demai to Amaretz, because although he's Becheskes Tumah, but since it's rabbinic, so therefore, they were lenient. But of course, to eat in the state of Tumah, we said we don't permit. Vahu, and if you're going to give it to the Amaretz, is sheyechel kenegdai. As long as then you have to go ahead and consume from your own pocket according to the value of this demai that you're giving to the Amaretz, you have to eat that as monies of Maaseh Sheni, which were at least that much stringent. You're giving to the Amaretz, and you shouldn't get accustomed to this, so therefore you would have to consume that of value of as if Maaseh Sheni from your own pocket. And Imafkid Maaseh Sheni, one's not allowed to deposit even meaning the even to a chaver, affiliates a chaver, even by a Talmud Chacham, definitive Maaseh Sheni, which was taken from definitive Tevel, you cannot deposit by another person. Shamiyamas, that person might die. V'nimtza Maaseh Tachas Yad B'nei Amaretz, and his son is going to take over the possessions of his father, and his son's in Amaretz, and he might mistreat it. But you're allowed to deposit my shein of demai, even by an amaretz, because again, by demai, we're more lenient. Look at this, Maaseh Sheni, the definitive Maaseh Sheni. Asl abed, you're not allowed to cause a loss of it. Afil miyutei b'drachim, even a little bit, as you're traveling on the roads, even less than a gregris. Elo, melicha kol shu, rather you transport it as it is, like melech tamav l'yushalayim, or its monetary value has to all make it up to Yerushalayim. But umutal abid miut, Maaseh Sheni shall demai b'drachim, but you're allowed to cause a loss of a small amount of the Maaseh Sheni of demai as you're traveling on the roads. For kami miut, how much considered a small amount? His pachas megurigis less than that of a dried fig. Bein b'chol shalom, whether it's a whole food, bein b'parz, whether it's a piece of that. Avakol gregis, but the size of a dried fig itself, im abnaisa, that even by demai, you cannot cause a loss as you're traveling. Now, hamafresh Maaseh Sheni shel demai, pachas megagregris. If someone, let's say, separated Maaseh Sheni demai, and that whole Maaseh Sheni itself was less than a gregris, harisa nislam ba'aretz, so then you could give that to the amaretz. But v'eichel kenegd, again, you have to eat that equivalent as Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim from your own pocket. Now, avaloy yefreshenu l'ketchil l'abdu, but one is not allowed to initially go ahead and be mafresh Maaseh Sheni with the intention of causing it to be lost on the roads. Shein mafresh l'abdu, because you don't separate something to be caused as a loss. Halachia Duram continues regarding the permitted utilities of Maaseh Sheni. So Maaseh Sheni nitin l'achil b'shtia. Maaseh Sheni was given to be eaten and to drink Shlomik says the pasuk in Devarim, "V'chatal lifnei Hashem lekecha." You should eat in front of Hashem, your God, and drinking is included in eating. And v'sicha kishtia, and anointing is like drinking, like the pasuk says in Tehillim, "V'tabik kamayim bekirbe v'chashem v'atzmaisav." It's considered anointing comparative to as water comes into one's body. Now, but v'as leitzia b'shat shachim. Now that he uses it for some other needs, kugun likach bekelim uvegadim v'avadim, to purchase vessels and garments and slaves. Shlomik says in the pasuk over there, v'loy nasati min lemeis. When the person confesses what he did with it, he said, "I didn't give it for the dead." Kolaimer, what that means to say is, "Lahitzesi aisa b'davah she'in b'kamis hakov." I didn't use it for something that does not support the actual body, like eating, drinking, anointing, which therefore it's like to the dead if it's not supporting the body, which is to live, which includes any other purchases. Now, v'mahitim in b'shad v'ram. If you did use it to expend for other things, I feel bit bar mitzvah, even for a mitzvah purpose. Kegon shlokach min ormatachrich lemeis mitzvah, which, like the pasuk says, will insat min lemeis. Even if you went to purchase a coffin and burial shrouds for a mes mitzvah, a person that has no one to bury him, I raise the oichel connected between meiser, and you have to eat the equivalent of that value of meiser to make up for that of the misuse of those funds. Halach yidaf meiser. So regarding the meiser that we're discussing over here, oichel davish darchila achel. Yeah, it's given for eating and drinking. It has to be, you have to eat it in the way that's normally eaten. And v'shaysa davashadarkalish, you have to drink it in the way that's normally a person drinks. And v'sach davashadarkalosach, this that we're allowed to anoint it, it has to be something that's normally anointed. But therefore, v'layosach yayin b'chaymetz, you cannot smear wine and vinegar, because that's not the normal way of consumption, of v'sach has a shaman. But you're allowed to go to anoint oil, because that's the norm in how you use oil. So to v'layishchitis aperis, now squeeze out the produce, lo'itzim and mashkim, to get out the fruit juices, because that's deviant way of the consumption of the fruits. Chutz mesesim anav mulvad, except for olives and grapes, which that's the norm, where that's not considered deviating. Olive oil and grape juice and wine is the norm. So to ve'im mefat min es Hashem, now it adds spices to an oil because it's ruining the taste and it's also diminishing its consumption. Avl mefat min es hayayin, but you're allowed to add spices to wine because the wine doesn't get ruined. To the contrary, it actually makes it better. Now, however, we don't obligate a person to eat moldy, the bread that got moldy, or the oil that got putrid. Once it gets ruined from human consumption, then it removes the sanctity from it, and then we have no problem regarding its utility. Halachid Beis Ram continues regarding what happens if there's an addition or an increase of value in the Maaser Sheni, and how that relates to redeeming it. So kol shemut lezarm la'achle b'truma, whatever is permitted for a non-koyin to eat when it's truma, as the Ram explained in Hilchos Truma's Perek Yud Halacha Yud and to Yud Gimel. So kach mutam ma'isa sheni la'achle b'teres chulin, so too would be permitted for any person to consume the ma'isa sheni as if it was unconsecrated produce. Shmarim shel ma'isa sheni, regarding the dregs, the sediment of the ma'isa sheni, which is the leftover pieces of the wine on the bottom, shenosan le'imayim, if you put water on it, which is a way of filtering and making a drink out of that. So Rishon, the first waters that go through the dregs, asaka maisa, that's forbidden like maisa, because we consider that like wine. V'sheni mutakachon, but the second time around, it's ready like basically like water, that's permitted like chulun. V'shal demai, and if it's regarding maisa of demai, afal Rishon mutakachon, then even the first time of the water, that drink that comes out is going to be permitted. Halach yod gimel, yayin shal maisa, regarding the wine, the maisa sheni. Shenofel teichet devash v'atavim, that fell inside the wine, honey and spices, v'shbech, and it made it now better, as we said before, the spices make the wine better. So the increase in the value goes, we calculate according to the proportions, as Ram is going to explain in Halacha Tezvav. And mechein dogim shen esbashlum kafloita shel maaser sheni. So let's say you have fish. There's cooked with the leek of maaser sheni. Vishbichin makes it taste better. Hashevach lefi cheshbon. So the increase of the value is going to go proportionately. Halacha yedald isa shel maaser sheni. Regarding the dough of maaser sheni. Sha'afa vishbichin, that when you baked it and made it into a more value, so that increase of value is going to be for the dough, which was of Maaser Sheni. It's going to be the increase of the Maaser Sheni, which you have to use it in the context of Maaser Sheni. So I call this the rule. Kol sheshivchi nikar, anything that has that the value increase is recognizable, it tastes better. So mahisa b'midah, if it also increased in the quantity, in the volume, hashevach lefi cheshbon, so the increase goes according to the value. Then lohoisa mida, but if let's say the quantity didn't get any more, hashevach l'shein levad, then the increase is going to be for the ma'aser sheni only. And so to bechol she'ein shevchi nikar, let's say the increase is, the value is not recognizable, afil lohoisa mida, then even if the measurement got bigger, hashevach l'shein levad, here also the increase, the value is going to be only for the ma'aser sheni itself, that it has to be both variables, then we're going to say that it's going to be according to the cheshbon. As Ram says, Allah Tzav Ketzad, what's this hashshevach lefi cheshbon, that the increase of the value goes according to the calculation? So let's say you have yayin shel ma'aser sheshavah shleisha. Let's say you have wine of ma'aser sheni that's worth 3 dinarim. Shenafal l'teichet dvash v'tavlin, and that falls into it honeys and spices that shavah zuzech that's worth 1 zuz. So you have 3 zuz and 1 zuz. V'yisiva b'midasai, now it increased the volume. V'shpichu, and also made it taste better, has both of these variables. V'harei kol shavah chamisha, now actually, although it's 3 and 1, now the sum total, which obviously that's oftentimes is one makes something, adding something increases the value overall, and that's worth 5 zuzin. So you consider the meiser sheni for a total of 4 1/4, or as some have it, 4 -1/4. But again, it's proportionate according to whatever the increase in the value went up, or it went up an extra point, extra zuz, more than the, both of them, so that they're shearing the, that proportion, the 3 to 1. And v'chein al derech zubashar dvarim, so too, regarding all other things, you calculate the increase based on the proportions of the ma'aser sheni with the chulin that made it better. Look at the Zayin, Ram tells us regarding this permissibility of sicha, of anointing, but not if it's for a therapeutic reason. Ma'aser sheni, the second tithe, avo b'shenit l'sicha, although we said the third thing that's permitted is anointing, but ein noisin oisai, we don't put it, lo'i gabitzinis, not on top of a wound that a person has on the bottom of their foot, v'lo'i gabichazaz, not on the wart, v'ein noisin menikamei, you can't use it as some type of a amulet with herbs or creativity, things like that, sharei loy nitnul rifu, wasn't given for medicinal therapeutic reasons. Rather, like eating and drinking, which we say anointing is like drinking, but that's only for normal consumption and not for rifu types of purposes. Lachit Zandram continues regarding this, that Maestro Sheni is considered holy, and therefore it's actually not considered in the ownership of the one who's separating the Maestro Sheni. Maestro Sheni, the second tithe, Mamun Gabayuhu, is considered God's money. Elevated money. Shemak says in the pasuk, Lashem hu, it says in the Yikra, it's Tashem. Oh, well, afikach, therefore, eni nekem matana, it's not acquired when someone gifts it to someone else, as if you can give it. Elam kein, only if nosam lehat tevel, if he gave it to him when it was still on tithe. V'makabel mafresh ha-maisa, and the one who received the gift, he said, but it's the maisa, then it'll be his. But if not, you can't gift it to someone, it's not yours. So, dvei mekachem maisa isha, therefore you cannot engage a woman, bequeath, that she should be betrothed with this, because you have to give her something that's yours. If a merchanos, you cannot sell it. V'mashkanos, you cannot use it as collateral. V'machlivanos, you cannot swap it. V'marhine oisa, you can't keep it by someone. As Ram explains a few of these terms in Halach Yitres, ketzer ema mashkanos, what does it mean that you cannot use it as collateral? It's leikonis lebeisa, you can't go into someone's house who owes you money. V'mashkaneno ma'isa sheni shalai, and you're going to go ahead and take collateral from his ma'isa sheni. You can't, because it's not his, you can't use that. So to over a mishkanai, let's say you violated and you took it as mashkan, mitzinus miyad to be taken away from that person. As Ram says, ketzad ein marhine oisa. What's the other case of that you cannot keep it by the other person? Lo yomali, you can't tell another person, hey lucha maisa zeheh, take this maisa sheni, v'yibi atcha, it should be in your hand as collateral, but tell me lamois and give me money for that. Can't do that. Ketzad ein machlib, and I say, what does it mean you cannot swap it? So lo yemali cannot tell the other person, hey lecha yain meiser, here, take this wine of meiser, pretend le shem meiser, and give me oil of meiser. In other words, even if they're both meiser sheni, still you're not allowed to go ahead and swap it, because that's like a sale. Aval emali, but what he could tell him is, hey lecha yain, take wine, shein li shemen, because I don't have oil. Now, if his friend wants to gift him oil, like give it to him, the mutter is permitted, he's not really swapping with him. Eli dear, shein li, just notify him, here, you could have, I have extra of this. He's just telling me he doesn't have the other thing. If the other one wants to give him, he could give it to him. But again, that wouldn't be considered as machlif, they say. Look, it says Ram continues regarding the utility that's not fit to do with produce of ma'aser sheni. So ma'aser sheni, the second tithe, ain't shoklin connected. You cannot weigh opposite, use it as weighing for something else opposite it. I feel the dinar is off, even regarding golden dinar, because again, it's considered disgraceful for the holy things of the ma'aser sheni. And even if its purpose is to have weights of the golden coins to know how to deconsecrate on it other Maaser Sheni, why not? If its ultimate purpose is for the Maaser Sheni, it's of other Maaser Sheni. Gzeir is rabbinic concern. Because Shemen, and the primary gear says, Yichavin Mimene Mishkolis, that so the person is going to go ahead now evaluate his weights based on the equivalency of the Maaser Sheni produce. The problem is, V'nimtza Peris Chaseir. And it might be that the produce itself is actually lacking a little bit. And now he's going to go ahead and use it to take monies to deconsecrate on other of meisters, and without realizing that the payers itself was actually lacking. And nimtza meitzi meisa l'chulin b'parchas medam. We're going to come out that you're going to use the those weights to deconsecrate other meisas to chulin, which actually lower than the value. And therefore, since we don't want you to use it, together with the fact, even though essentially it should really be any pairs, with that of diminishing the value of the deconsecration, so therefore we say that you cannot use it in weighing at all. Halacha chav ha'achem shecholku ma'aser sheni. We're going to brothers that they're dividing the inheritance of ma'aser sheni. So ain't shekin zekin neged zeh. Again, they cannot weigh one opposite the other. Again, as a gezeirah, because you might use it as a weight for precision of knowing what the value is of this of these weights, which again can run into the problem of the previous halacha, of then diminishing the value of the next deconsecration. And v'chein mois ma'aser sheni, so to the money's ma'aser sheni, ain't shekin connect them. You can't weigh opposite those monies. You cannot sell them, and you cannot swap them. Again, as we said with the prior halachas, and neither can use it as collateral. And neither can you give it even to the monies to the money changer. To go ahead and beautify himself. In other words, that he shows that look how much money he has, and he's got a lot of cash to go ahead and, you know, that people should want to come and change by him. You can't use these ma'aser funds for that purposes. And the person cannot lend these monies to show that he's got wealth, because again, it's degrading for the ma'aser sheni to be used in that context. Now, v'mhilvan shliyal chalud, but let's say he's lending the ma'aser sheni monies so that they shouldn't rust, because now in its usage, it's not going to just sit around. Then mutter, then since it's for the purposes of the ma'aser sheni, not for some secondary selfish reasons, then it would be permitted. Lachafalov. Neither are you allowed to use the ma'aser sheni funds to pay back a loan, because again, it's God's money, it's not your own money. And you cannot use it as a gift to give to the chasen, to the galah, which that could be collected in a court. So it's like essentially like lending monies to a person. Neither can use it to pay back. In other words, if let's say someone sent to his friend what's called shushbinis, which is monies for the chasen, the galah, which you don't have to pay back. So it's forbidden for the one who received those shushbinis to pay back with ma'aser sheni in exchange, because he's showing that he actually is particular, and as if he wants to pay it back, just like paying back a debt. And again, you cannot use ma'aser sheni funds for that purpose. And ve'ei poiskim mehem tzedakah beveis haknesses, you cannot use the ma'aser sheni funds when you're donating a set amount in shul, because you can't pay back tzedakah that you made in shul from God's money. Aval, but mesham mehem devar mehem gimelos chasadim, you could use it to pay up for things that are just acts of charitable kindness, where there's no obligation, no outstanding obligation, you could use your ma'aser sheni for that. But for tzarech l'hodia, you have to notify the person that you're sending to that it's ma'aser sheni. First of all, that the person shouldn't really thank you because it's not really yours, it's God's money. And also that he should treat it with sanctity. There's certain limitations what you could use ma'aser sheni funds for. Lo chav beis. Lo yema odom l'chaver, a person should not tell his friend, halas ha'peiros ha'elu shleim. You know, it's a lot of payers, it's hard for me to schlep. You're going suitcases anyway. Here, take this produce to your shleim. And take your portion according to what you're going to charge for transporting it to Yerushalayim. No, that's forbidden. It's like this person's taking his wages from the Ma'aser Sheni for bringing it to Yerushalayim. So it's like paying back a debt from the Ma'aser Sheni itself. But what he could tell him is, Halim, take them up to Yerushalayim, that we should eat and drink together in Yerushalayim. Again, that just looks like he's gifting and not like paying back a debt from the Ma'aser Sheni funds. Halach of Gimel. Person can tell his friend in Yerushalayim, let's say someone has ma'aser sheni funds and wants to get a massage with the oil, which you're allowed to use it for anointing. So he could tell someone else to anoint him with the ma'aser sheni oil. Although the one who's smearing him, because he's smearing it in, he's going to get the oil on his hands. And the ain't b'skar sechazeh, it's not considered like reward wages for the anointing. And therefore that would be permitted, although paying back someone with ma'aser sheni funds is forbidden. Halach of Dal Rama continues regarding if someone steals or sanctifies Ma'aser Sheni. So Kvar Mi'anu, says Rama, we already explained in Halach Yedzayin, that Ma'aser Sheni is considered God's money. Therefore we say, if someone steals surreptitiously Ma'aser Sheni, it doesn't pay back the punishment of double, which does not apply to Hekdesh. So if someone robs someone straight up from someone else, the Ma'aser Sheni funds, and he denies, and he swears falsely, and then he admits, which by a regular Gazlan he has to pay an additional fifth. In this case, Enem Shalom Chemesh does not pay a fifth, because since it's God's money, it's like Hekdesh, which if someone robs and swears regarding Hekdesh, he does not pay a fifth. So too here by Ma'aser Sheni. Halacha fei hamakdesh Ma'aser Sheni shalev. Someone sanctifies his Ma'aser Sheni lebedek habayis to the temple upkeep, which that it takes effect, now it's under the domain of Hekdesh. Hareza Paida Isai Misha Peteru. So the one who's going to redeem it, which anyone can redeem it, not only the one who sanctified it, he has to do it Amanas Litin La Hektish Eshaloi, on the condition that he's going to give to Hektish what's belonging to Hektish, because Hektish is the owner of that. Ula Maisa Shein Eshaloi, and he has to give it to Maisa Shein also what's belonging to that to use it in that context. Now, if the owner redeems it, he would have to give 2/5. 1/5 to Hektish, which anytime you redeem Hektish, you have to give a fifth. And also a fifth for Maisa Shein, which when someone redeems his own Maisa Shein, he has to give an additional fifth for the Maisa Shein.